It's time again here on RNIB Connect Radio for our regular fortnightly roundup of RNIB Connect voices. And this week I'm joined by Claire Aldworth, RNIB Voice of the Customer Insight Officer, to share some great opportunities for you to get involved in. Hello, Claire. How are you?
Hi, Toby. I'm not too bad. Thank you. How are you?
I'm not too bad. It's nice and sunny here at the moment. But this week we have opportunities for blind and partially sighted people to take part in an event to help to shape the new special educational needs policies. Experience wanted on the accessibility of the cost of living energy vouchers and a survey into healthcare that could see you winning an Amazon voucher. We're going to start, Claire, with that event for young blind and partially sighted people around education.
Yes, Toby, this is being run by the Thomas Pocklington Trust, along with the Department for Education, and they are holding an event in which they want to hear from young people about their experiences of moving into education after the age of 16. And they would like to discuss what the government should be doing to improve this experience. So some of the questions that they would like to cover in the event would be, how was the transition for you from secondary school to college? What information and advice was given to you about this move? Whether you knew about the various routes into further education, such as vocational courses and supported internships, and what changes might you recommend for improving this experience for other blind and partially sighted young people? Now, this is an online event, very easy to take part from the comfort of your home. It's taking place on Tuesday, the 18th of April, between 5 and 6 o'clock. And all you have to do, if you would like to register, is head over to the Thomas Pocklington Trust website. And this opportunity is featured right there on their homepage. So it's really easy to find. And then you just hit register.
And now we have those cost of living energy vouchers, and I think they're not particularly accessible to blind and partially sighted people.
This is the feedback we're getting, Toby, and this is something that our legal rights service here at RNIB is keen to find out more about. So what this is all to do with are the vouchers that are being sent by the government as part of the cost of living energy assistance payments. And RNIB's legal rights service want to hear of any instances at all where blind and partially sighted people have had problems with the vouchers being sent out. Now, the issuing of the vouchers, which are aimed at people with prepayment meters, has apparently been fraught with a lot of problems, unfortunately, over the past few months. And this is largely in relation to their not being issued in accessible formats. Now, our team are currently liaising with Lee Day solicitors who are looking to pursue this matter further. Lee Day are hoping to argue the case with a view to getting apologies and hopefully compensation for those who have been disadvantaged by the process, as well as, very important, ensuring that the same problems do not continue with the same payments next year. So if this is something that you have experienced, whether or not you have ultimately received your voucher payments, we would love you to contact the Legal Rights Service. And their mailbox is legalrights.mailbox@rnib.org.uk. That's legalrights.mailbox@rnib.org.uk. And if you do that, then a member of their team will get back to you to find out more about your experiences.
Finally, Claire, research into healthcare that could see you winning a £100 Amazon voucher.
That's right. So this is being run by Haleon, and they are one of the world's largest providers of specialist oral health. So they are the organisation behind big brands such as Sensodyne, for example. And they would love to hear your thoughts in a short survey to understand more about your access to everyday healthcare. They'd also like to hear your views on how technology might help with this. So by taking part, as you say, Toby, you will have the chance to win a £100 Amazon voucher. So if you would like to be a contributor, just email our involvement mailbox. That's involvement@rnib.org.uk, involvement@rnib.org.uk. And one of our team will get that survey sent out to you to complete.
Claire, if listeners would like to find out more about the items we just chatted about and other great Connect Voices opportunities, where can people go to find out more and get involved?
Well, as ever, we'd love to welcome new members over on our online Connect Voices group, and that is where we post all the latest opportunities to get involved in our work, projects and research. We share both opportunities from within our NIB, like the Legal Rights Service one that I mentioned, and from external organisations like the Helion Survey, from people who are looking to hear from blind and partially sighted people and involve them in their work. We try to update the group with new opportunities every day. So if you're already on Facebook, it's very simple. Just log in, search for RNIB Connect Voices and click join. If you have any questions about how to do that, or you'd just like to find out more about any of the opportunities that you've heard about today on the show, then please drop us an email at involvement@rnib.org.uk. And of course, you can always get this fortnightly roundup on the Daily Connect show. That's the first and third Wednesday of the month. And you can listen to this clip again at your leisure anytime by going on Audioboom or Spotify and searching for RNIB Connect Voices.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Claire Ordworth, RNIB Voice of the Customer Insight Officer, for sharing some great Connect Voices opportunities with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me on the show, Toby, as ever, and we will catch up again with more opportunities in a couple of weeks.